This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Good! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score, too, with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards, to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train
as a CSX flies through Booster Field. Sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big game, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Oddie, offensive backfield, look at him go to work. Outside left tackle, he's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Oddie.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't
know. Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3:11, 3:10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second-half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That was impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach?
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.9999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. A comfortable night here on the gridiron at Fort Loramie. Temperature in the mid-upper 60s, slight wind out of the north, no chance of rain, and we've got an even better football game for you. 3-2 Fort Loramie, 3-2 Eden, which is from Williams County, just east of Bryan in the northwestern part of the state. Eden plays in the Toledo Area Athletic Conference. Head coach Bob Olwen, 40-some years coaching high school football at 11 programs throughout the state of Ohio. This is year number three for Bob at Eden. Last year was an exceptionally good campaign for the Eden Bombers, the best ever, as they won two playoff games, wound up going 11-2 on the year. You may remember Bob Olwen here in the west central part of the state, 2008-12. He coached at Versailles. and earned Co-Coach of the Year recognition statewide in Division V. Spencer Wells guides the Fort Loramie Redskins, and his team has been a little inconsistent this season, is striving for more consistency in the second half of the year. We will hear from both coaches in just a few minutes. The Redskins did answer the bell on the road last week, Chuck, and knocked off a very speedy, talented Dayton Dunbar team, 34-22. It was 28-22 early in the fourth. It got mighty interesting, and then the Redskins went down, put it away with a touchdown with 6 minutes left in the fourth and final period, then got the ball back and ran out the clock.
Well, I mean, you knew that Dunbar was going to have athletes and they were going to have speed, and Loramie adjusted to it, made the plays when they had to, and that was a big win for him down at Welcome Stadium. That was a nice win over a much bigger high school.
It sure was. Critical victory. Came at a fine time for Fort Loramie, propelling the Redskins into the final 5 weeks of the year. Fort Loramie, eighth in the Southwest region of Division 7, according to the computer, right behind Minster. Eden is 11th in the Northwest region of Division 7, and both teams are seeking home field bids that first week of the playoffs. Each club needs a victory tonight to take a big step.
Yep.
To playing at home, week 11, first weekend of the tournament.
This is a huge night for Loramie. This is a game that they truly, I mean, they're going to make the playoffs, but they need to win this game if they want to have a game here the first week of the playoffs. And Minster, I think it's a little tougher for them because they're going to go through the MAC. The teams that they still have to play in the MAC, at least three of them, aren't very good. They're not going to get a lot of points out of them.
Right. Should be a lot of forward passes in this game tonight. Fort Loramie is pass happy. Eden is extremely pass happy. Caleb Maurer for the Redskins has thrown nearly 150 through the air this year. Kyler Sapp, the sophomore quarterback for Eden, has tossed the football 169 times. He's run it another 50.
Yep.
I asked head coach Bob Olwin, and you'll hear him in just a few minutes. I said, how many times will your quarterback throw it or run it? He said, 99 times out of 100.
Well, you know, I mean, if you got an athlete back there, and isn't it amazing the amount of sophomore quarterbacks with talent that we have seen this year?
Yep, it sure is. Sapp is another one. In fact, Eden will put on the field offensively and defensively as many as five or six sophomores at any one time. So experience edge to Fort Loramie here tonight. It's homecoming at the Redskin Stadium, and those ceremonies are taking place down on the field at this moment. Sapp has completed 103 passes on the year in five contests. Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie, 91. Each has run for three scores. Sapp has a dozen TD strikes through the air. Maurer, 11. Big difference. Sapp, no interceptions. Maurer, 8.
That is a huge deal. And I think tonight, I mean, Caleb gets out on the edge, and he's such an athlete. He wants to try to make a play every time he's got the ball. And sometimes you need to throw the ball away or run it and live to play another down. And,
yep.
and hopefully that's what we're going to see out of Caleb Maurer tonight.
Names you will hear often during play-by-play tonight, wide receivers for Eden, Caden Nestor. He's caught 37 balls on the year, three more than Logan Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Nestor, a 6-foot, 190-pound senior. Flanker Carter Keys has caught 26 more. Max Radabaugh, another 16. Wade Parrish, 15. Redskins have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 receivers averaging between 12 and 16 yards per reception on the year. Logan Eilerman, Isaac Ratterman, Ethan Kaiser, Christian McGee, and Will Holland for Fort Loramie. All too often offensively this season, Chuck, it's been a couple of steps forward, but then three steps in reverse.
Absolutely. They make mistakes. They make pre-snap mistakes. A lot of holding calls in that Newark game. And each one of them really, really hurt them as far as their drives go. They just can't afford that. I think tonight needs to be the Logan Eilerman show. They need to get him the ball as often as they can, and then that opens it up for Ratterman to run down the middle of the field.
our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Airstream in Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood. Good Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts and service. Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. Chuck, you mentioned a few minutes ago the loss by Fort Loramie to Newark Catholic here in week four, 27-9. Coach Wells mentioned that we just didn't respond and get prepared, though, mentally for that game. We did overcome adversity the following week, beat Dayton Dunbar last week, and here's what Coach Wells had to say about the win over the Wolverines.
Yeah, you know, the theme of the week is for us was responding to adversity. And we felt like too many times in the Newark Catholic game, we weren't quick enough to respond to adversity. We look back at that Versailles game where we start off 14-0, but then they score 26 unanswered before we responded to adversity. So I think that's just been something that we've been harping on. And they did a great job with it throughout the week. We changed some things in practice to try to force them to have to communicate with one another more. And it paid off. Was there plenty of football things that we have to clean up from the Dunbar game? Yes. But that's the stuff that you're going to be fixing every week. You know, however far we go, you go to week 16, there's still going to be stuff you got to fix from a football standpoint.
Right.
But what we can't be talking about every week is, did we respond to adversity or not? That's just got to be something that we do. So, shoot, that game against Dunbar, I mean, that we responded to adversity time and time again. They made a comeback. It was a six-point game at one point in the second half, and boom, we responded, you know. But I thought our demeanor the whole game was really good. You know, we did some football mistakes that we've got to get cleaned up that made the game tighter than it probably should have been, but the guys fought hard, they kept believing, and they found a way to get it done.
You know, football statistics can be misleading in terms of yardage gained, first downs earned. You are racking them up. That's all there is to it. But your takeaway turnover department numbers not good enough. You're operating from a long field too often simply because you don't get the advantage of that short field. You want to generate more takeaways for certain.
Yes, you know, absolutely. I think we've got five takeaways in five games. So, that's not high enough for our defense, and they know that. I mean, we know that we want to be – we're an attacking defense. You know, that's one of the reasons why we went to this defense is to attack the quarterback, get tackles for a loss, put pressure on him, and hopefully cause turnovers. And that part hasn't come yet, but they're working hard to get there, and I know that I'm confident that it's going to come. From an offense standpoint, we've got to take care of the football too. There's been too many times that we've had really good drives end in turnovers, where we've got to make sure it always ends in a kick, you know, and hopefully an extra point, but we can't be turning the ball over. So we've only got five sacks in five games. Those, you know, when you, that tells you right there, we're not getting after the quarterback enough. tough. You know, that's in high school football, where do most of the turnovers occur? When you get after the quarterback, you speed him up, and we need to be able to do that better. So that's a focus on the defense. They know that that's something that can take us to that next level. If we can get that part down, man, watch out. So the guys are playing hard. We just have to take advantage of some opportunities that right now we're not quite taking advantage of.
Your passing game is outstanding. Every coach you play fears Caleb Maurer running the show, and your fine receivers. So you can pass whether you're running the ball extremely well or not. But there are times when you absolutely need to run the ball and control the clock, especially if you've got a lead, for example, or you're down in the red zone.
Yes, we have to get that done. You know, we have to get that done. You know, and as we were talking, you know, it's been really in the run game for us. It's just been one missing link on any play. You know, one guy doesn't quite get his block. Maybe the running back doesn't quite make the right read, and we're just not quite putting 11 guys together in the run game. When we do, it's fun to watch. I mean, we've seen it at times. It's not like we can't do it, right? But to your point, can we do it consistently? Can we do it when the other team knows it's coming? And that was one thing at the end of the Dunbar game. We got the ball with 6.5 minutes to go on offense, and we found a way to run out the clock. And we were able to run the ball at the end of that game, and hopefully that's something that we can build off of, you know, hey, when we get in that situation again, when it's 3rd and 1 on the 1-yard line and they know a run's coming, you know, can we punch it in? Where right now we've had some issues in the red zone. So if we can get all 11 guys on the same page, there's no reason that can't happen, and that's what we got to do.
Spencer Wells, head coach, Fort Loramie football, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Eden. I always like to highlight some of the unsung heroes on the offensive and defensive lines. Who is excelling for you up front?
Yeah, you know, I give credit to the offensive line from a standpoint that we've had 146 pass attempts through 5 games and have only given up 5 sacks. So really all those guys have stepped up. Lewis Hart, maybe more than any other, because he was a sophomore that got thrown into it when Braden Frilling tore his ACL, and I'm sure probably wasn't expecting to be starting this year, and boom, just like that, he's been a starter for 5 weeks now, and he's really gotten better. And at that left tackle spot, he's facing a lot of time the best rusher on the defense, so he's really been thrown into the ringer there, and he's held up really well. Nate Berger, you know, Roger Hoying at center has really been a pleasant surprise. He's a really good run blocker. He does a good job communicating our calls up front. Jason Siegel's been a pleasant surprise. That strong guard spot that Jason plays was a spot that we had a question mark on going into the season. Like, who's going to step up at that spot? And he has totally stepped up and owned it to the point that we don't worry about that spot. You know, we know that Jason can get it done. And then Calvin Hoying at the other tackle spot has really improved his pass protection. He would be the first to tell you he struggled in that area last year. He's been awesome in that area this year. So if we can get those guys playing more as a unit in the run game, we're going to have a lot of fun as an offense. But that's the challenge for us right now.
This opponent in Eden is very dangerous. The Bombers can score from virtually anywhere on the field. I asked head coach Bob Olwen, how many teams will you play this year that might pass it more than Fort Loramie? He said, well, no one, but we will pass it more than Fort Loramie. They'll throw it all around. If the quarterback doesn't throw it, he runs it. It is a potent offense for sure.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they're going to throw empty at you. They're going to throw quads at you. They're going to throw trick plays at you. They're going to throw a lot of quick screens at you. They'll slip those quick screens. You know, they throw the gamut at you, and they really make you be disciplined. Is it the most complex scheme you're going to see? No. But it's a very disciplined scheme that, and Bob's called that offense so long, Coach Olwen does a great job, that he's going to notice when you start getting greedy, he's got plays, he's got answers for every single position on the back end. If the safety gets greedy, you know, if the corner gets greedy, I'm going to slip this, I'm going to play action this, I'm going to pump fake this, and boom, they get one over top on you. And so we have to be disciplined to have success defensively this week.
Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie. His Redskins were beaten by Eden last year on the road up in Williams County by a final score of 24-21. Fort Loramie was on top in that game, 21-8 entering the fourth. Eden pulled it out of the fire. Having graduated 7 real good seniors from that club a year ago, this year's team is younger and will put a handful of sophomores on the field most all the time. Head coach at Eden, Bob Olwen, as we've noted, He's been at many stops throughout the western half of the state of Ohio. He's coached at Ada, Antwerp, Arlington, Lake, Mechanicsburg, Morrow, Ridgedale, Sherwood, Fairview, Tiffin, Calvert, and Versailles. Parts of 5 decades of high school coaching for Bob Olwin at Eden.
You know, it's 44 years of coaching, whether it's high school head coach or an assistant for about 3 years, 4 years, and 2 years at college level. But all those stops, you meet special people and you become friends with some, and you continue that friendship throughout your life. And, you know, I have a lot of them that contact me Fridays before our game and say good luck, and then text back after the game and with the results and what took place at maybe a third game and things like that. So that I like that aspect of coaching and being a friend with those kind of people. And you meet players, and they go on and get married and start their own families and things. But, you know, you stay in contact with them as well. And that makes you feel good when they contact you. And
last year's experience at Eden, the 2021 campaign, was a very, very successful one for you, your staff, and Eden High School.
Yeah, our kids, we had to step up our game because COVID hit our league, and we picked up two or three schools that forced us to our program to get better, and we picked up Whiteford, Michigan. They were second in the state, and picked up Norwalk, St. Paul, and their perennial playoff team, been state champ before, and those type of things. So we were able to win the league for the first time and win two playoff games for the first time in school history as well. So we've achieved a few things in the last 3 years at Eden that they've never experienced before. So
offense, defense, what do spectators see from the stands when they watch Eden football? I know you love to throw it. Your schemes on both sides of the ball.
Well, we're in a spread offense, and we throw it about 99% of the time, and quarterback takes off and runs the rest of the time. We just like what we've put together offensively, and I think it's tough to defend if our kids execute and catch the ball, and our five guys up front block. And defensively, hopefully they see us getting off the football and running to the ball, gang tackling. We're a pretty young team. We lost 7 seniors last year, and we're starting 4 or 5 sophomores this year. And they are inconsistent as heck, and I don't have much hair left, and they're probably going to make me pull the rest of it out.
Bob Olwin, head coach at Eden, our guest before tonight's game between Eden and Fort Loramie. Mentioned some skill players we'll be talking about during the play-by-play of this game tonight. Highlight them by name and their attributes.
Well, we have 3 senior receivers. Two of them, one of them played last year as a starter. The other two rotated in. You got Carter Keys, Caden Nestor, and Wade Parrish. And they're real good kids. They're smart. They catch the ball well. And then we got sophomores the rest of the way, and it doesn't matter which sophomore I put out there, they make mistakes. So our quarterback's a sophomore. He took over for Drew Gallagher, who threw for 11,000 yards in his high school career. Moved on to a High Dominican to play for them. And, so He's got big shoes to fill, but he's a good kid and he's smart. And he just does it a little different than what the Eden people are used to and everything. So he's learning still, but he's going to be a good one.
Bob, a thumbnail sketch of Fort Loramie, first meeting ever between the two a year ago. You beat them at home at Eden, very close game, highly competitive contest. You expect just the same tonight?
I sure hope so. It means our young kids grew up and really competed hard against a veteran team of Fort Loramie. They have a great quarterback, number 81 is a fantastic receiver. They have number 2 back from last year, 32. So they're very physical. They have great athletic tradition and been to the playoffs themselves in the last several years in a row. So we have our work cut out for us.
Head coach Bob Olwin at Eden, highlighting Caleb Maurer, Logan Eilerman, and Isaac Ratterman there at the very end of that interview, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, he's been around a long time. He knows athletes when he sees them, and they've talked about them all week, I promise.
Fort Loramie Redskins 3-2, Eden Bombers 3-2. Very important Division 7 high school football game here tonight at Fort Loramie. It's a 2-minute radio station break. 2 minutes coming up. This is ScoresBroadcast.com, and it's 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, and it's 105.5. Our radio sponsors tonight, Sydney Chiropractic and Sydney Body Car Start. This is a crucial game tonight here at Fort Loramie. There is another mighty big one going on in the MAC as Bill Zimmerman, our playoff guru, reports.
Yeah, starting with D6, I think, is probably one of the biggest games statewide tonight, and that's Marion Local at Versailles. They are first and second, respectively, in the Southwest region of D6. They are first and fifth in the state, according to the AP, and we're talking about two defending state champs here. Funny enough, though, Marion was a defending state champ in D7 and Versailles in D5. Marion jumped up to six and Versailles down to six. Last season, season they had a barn burner in which Marion won at home 19-17, so that should be a great game. Also in that same region in D6, Anna is sitting at 19th in that region. They're a couple spots away from the top 16. Play Delphus St. John's tonight. It's a very winnable game. It's a must win, I think, for Anna at that point. They end the season with Fort Rock and Parkway. I think those are also competitive, winnable games for Anna. Bunched in between those two are two tough games, the two previous teams we were talking about, both for Sales and Marion. So Anna really needs this one tonight in order to pop back into the playoff hunt. One of the other best games, I would say, in the area this evening is in the MVL. Xenia and Tip are battling for first place. Both teams are undefeated at 5-0. According to the computer points, Tip is sitting at second in the Southwest region of D3, and Xenia is first in the Southwest region of D2. Xenia shut out Piqua last week, which was a big surprise to a lot of people, had a real big win. And then Tip will get to test their strength against Piqua in a couple weeks as well. Sydney and Troy play this week. Sydney is sitting in D2 at 10 and Troy at 6. This win could really propel Sydney into looking for a home playoff spot, as they have some very winnable games remaining, including a big one week 9 versus Stebbins. There's a lot of other area schools in the top 8 in the Southwest region of D7. At number 1 is Springfield Central Catholic. They're undefeated. Number 2 is New Bremen, of course, coming off a big win. At number 3, Ansonia, Mechanicsburg, Riverside, Minster's at 7, and Fort Laramie rounds out the top 8, sitting at 8. There's a couple of Cincinnati schools that round out the top 10, and also locally, Layman is in the playoff hunt, sitting at 13. Has a very winnable game and kind of a must-win for them, I think, against Bethel this evening. Fort Laramie, the game we have tonight here, their opponent is Eden and Williams County. Both of those schools are 3-2, have played pretty stiff competition. Last season they played, it was a real tough game. Eden won 24-21, and Fort Laramie really needs this win, in my opinion. They have a pretty rough schedule overall, and so they really need this win if they want to look at a home playoff game come week 11. Next week, Fort Laramie's looking at Columbus Academy. Again, they're a D5 school that has a traditionally pretty tough program.
The playing of the national anthem on homecoming night here at Fort Laramie. By the way, Minster, which is one spot ahead of Fort Laramie in this region of D7, is at home tonight against St. Henry. Eden on a 3-game win streak, averaging between 6 and 7 touchdowns per game on the year.
Wow.
A lot of respect shown for Eden tonight, but Fort Laramie head coach Spencer Wells won the toss, Chuck. He did not defer.
No, he chose to receive. And, you know, I'm not sure why, especially in high school, teams don't do that more often. Get that knockout punch early. But, hey, they're going to play offense first, and it would be nice if they could get down and put a score on the board early.
Exactly. Our Fort Laramie game sponsors, 3 of which are with us each and every Fort Laramie game only. Those big 3 are Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Thanks as well to Brookins in Fort Laramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. And Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie, the Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Opening kickoff to start the game is punched down to the 12-yard line on the ground, and Fort Laramie's got a good return underway near sideline between the numbers and the boundary. 30, 35, 40. Christian McGee barreling over the 40-yard line around the 45, punched out of bounds. He had 2 kickoff returns, big ones against Dunbar last week, Chuck, averaging 49 yards on the pair.
That's impressive. And, yeah, that kind of opened up for him, and he did a nice job of finding the hole and getting up to the 44-yard line to start the game.
I think he put that ball in his right hand, scooping it off the ground at about the 12, and he dashed to the 44. We'll give him 32 on the return. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer to throw. First play from scrimmage. A bullet right sideline. Yes, it's caught. Inbounds at the 49. Run after the catch. Good for about 10 or 11. Logan Eilerman snared it, and he slipped down the sideline for 11 or 12. The quarterback, Kyler Sapp for Eden, who plays in the secondary on defense, made the tackle.
Well, we were told that Loramie was wearing their black jerseys tonight, but those look red to me.
Fort Loramie, red jerseys, black headgear, black pants. Eden Bombers in the road, white from top to bottom, blue helmets. They're shiny, attractive looking. Blue stripes down the sides of the trousers. Here is the quarterback, Maurer. Back to throw. It's a sidearm sling toward the Fort Loramie bench down to the 36-yard line. Yes, Eilerman again. Two straight. Nestor on the hit.
Second down.
That play went for 9. First play from scrimmage, a forward pass, a dozen. 9 yards in that one. Second and 1. Line of scrimmage, the 36 of the Bombers.
I think Coach Wells had the same idea I did. Get Eilerman active early.
Two receivers to the left. Holland, the running back, alongside Caleb Maurer, who steps up in the pocket. There he goes on a dart down the field. Far hash mark. He slides to the turf. At about the 25 or so, he got the first down. Did not throw into coverage. He had an avenue in front. He took off and glided to the 26-yard line.
Good choice of running. Good choice of sliding.
Caleb Maurer, the quarterback, 6'1", 170, a senior. Will Holland, running back, 5'10", 170, and a junior. Receivers, Logan Eilerman, 6'4", Ethan Kaiser, 6 feet, Christian McGee, 6'3", Isaac Ratterman, 6'4", deep drop, Maurer. Sidearm throw into traffic, and it's picked off, intercepted by Eden at about the 14-yard line. Run back across the numbers, far side of the field, into the Eden bench. It's Carter Keyes, a senior, on the pick.
He overthrew the receiver that time, and it was, I mean, he had to intercept that because it would have been easier than dropping it.
Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie asked me, Chuck, about an hour before the kickoff, what's the key for us tonight? And I said, uninterrupted offense, and right away.
That wasn't it, exactly.
Big turnover. Fort Loramie is not good at all this year in the turnover takeaway department. That is interception number 9 thrown by Caleb Maurer. Here's the quarterback, Kyler Sapp, for Eden. Steps back to throw, slings it near sideline. It's caught. And a nice run after catch. That is like an end sweep, more or less. A quick flip to the sideline. Nestor hauled it in, ran out of real estate, did garner 4 on the play. Line of scrimmage for Eden is at the 34-yard line of the Bombers. Trips to the right. Here's a pass downfield beyond the first down marker, middle of the gridiron. It's snared at the 46, or I should say at the 41, and it's Wade Parrish who yanked it down and fell forward to about the 43 or 44. First and 10, Eden. It is a very quick, high-octane offense. They are to the line of scrimmage again. The Bombers have 5 wides, empty backfield, deep drop, could be a little screen. It is. Oh, it's dropped at the 43-yard line. Receiver had some running room. He was going to get 8 or 10.
I hope that's a holding and not a roughing. There's a penalty.
Marker is down. We played just short of 2 minutes. Fort Loramie and Eden, nothing, nothing. Personal foul on the Redskins has been called, and the Redskins will retreat 15, and now Eden will set up shop over at the Fort Loramie 41-yard line.
Well, they had a dropped pass by Keyes and a second and 10 and a 15-yard penalty.
Well, this has been a microcosm of Fort Loramie season in football. Move the ball down the field across the 50, a string of nice forward passes, two steps ahead and then three in reverse. Rolling right is Sapp, still rolling. And then belatedly, he fires into the sideline. It is no good down around the 35-yard line. Batted away by the Redskins. That was an aborted pass play. Fort Laramie had it covered. Sapp had to run into the boundary or pitch it away, and that he did. Intended for Parrish down around the 33, but it was well wide of the mark. Second and 10 for Eden, just outside the Fort Laramie 41. Redskins show 5-6 in the box. Fort Laramie nearly jumps. Flag flies. I think Fort Laramie is guilty of offsides.
I hate that rule.
Yeah, if you do flinch or even move and your helmet enters the neutral zone, why don't you have the opportunity to get back?
You used to, and if you make the offense move, okay, that is offsides.
Right.
Or you make contact, it's offsides. I don't like that interpretation there at all. It looks like about a 6-yard penalty.
You're exactly right, Chuck. Football was moved from the 41.5 down to the 36. Here's one of those quick jailbreak screens into the left flat, busted up by Fort Laramie, 3 or 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Good play by Nate Berger from his linebacker spot for Fort Laramie.
Boy, he hit a hit on Keys that time.
Third and 5 for Eden. This is 4-down territory. Carlos Spira, the place kicker. Sapp, the quarterback, does the punting. The sophomore, Kyler Sapp, is in the spread, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He's got a quartet of receivers out to the left on 3rd and 5. Deep drop at the 46. Long arching pass down inside the 10-yard line. It's a little bit too far. No good. Man coverage by Fort Laramie. That was Caden Nestor. He's the receiver who grabs every single pass that's in his radius. He has been phenomenal. But that one was a bit too long.
Yeah, he was open. The pass was just over his head.
Exactly. 4th and 5. Here is the snap by Eden Center. Back on the plate of Sapp. Oh, it goes way over his head. It's rolling across the 50. Sapp recovers it at the 43-yard line. And the Redskins are in business on the Eden side of the 50. Eden advanced the ball into Fort Laramie territory. And a 4th and 5. And then a wild snap from center. Might have taken Snap a little off guard. He might not have been aware of the ball coming back so hurriedly. Not only did that happen, it was 9 feet off the ground.
Laramie, they had three linemen that kind of jumped. I was hoping I didn't see a flag again that time. It was close to offsides.
From the 43, Caleb Maurer throws a screen. Wide side of the field into the Fort Laramie bench. It's caught at the 40-yard line. Receiver tight ropes the sideline. It's Christian McGee dancing down to the 35, to the 30, inside it to the 28 of Eden. 1st and 10, Fort Laramie. Play goes for about 14 or 15. Boy, these two teams, Chuck, are going to throw it 65 or 70 times combined tonight.
I gave myself extra room for passing tonight on my sheet.
No score. We played 3 minutes. Misdirection, offensive backfield. Fort Laramie runs it. Outside left tackle, it's Will Holland. He bulldozed for a couple. No, it was Darren Eilerman who lugged it. Holland was in there on the first series. That was Eilerman. He squeezed out 2.5 on the play. Second down and a little more than 7 for Fort Laramie at the 26-yard line of Eden. Clock running, 8:50, 8:49 left to go opening period. Each team's had it once. And turning it over on downs as a result of a bad snap on 4th down was Eden. Maurer stopped Fort Laramie throwing an interception. Running play, Eilerman again, weaving outside left tackle. He's got a little crevice. He puts his head down and digs hard to about the 22. He is sandwiched right there on the play by Wade Parrish. Parrish hit him for Eden, kept him short of a 1st down. Ball marked back 0.5 yard. 3rd and every bit of 3 for Fort Laramie.
That's a good job by Maurer because that was not a good snap, and he pulled it out of the air and got the handoff timing.
Line of scrimmage, the Eden 22. Bauer hands Eilerman again. Oh, he's stoned behind the line, falls forward to the 24, and that's it. Cohen Hulbert led the charge. Old in there as well for the Eden Bombers. Cole Olds, 5'6", 180, a junior. Hulbert assisted, 5'11", 177, a sophomore. Fourth and five for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 23 of Eden. 7.5 to go, first quarter, no score. Bauer, no doubt, will pitch the football here. He's got one receiver to the right, one to the left. Long cadence. And a timeout is called by the Redskins. Crucial play early in this game. No score. 7:26 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com. And hits 105.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Very significant play upcoming. Fort Loramie with a 4th and 5, much like Eden had a 4th and 5 in Fort Loramie territory a couple minutes ago. Line of scrimmage, the 23-yard line of the Bombers. Redskins after the timeout. Eilerman lines up alongside Maurer, the quarterback, in the offensive backfield. Deep drop, McCaleb. Here comes pressure. White shirts after him. Way back at the 35. Oh, he's going to run. He circles right in. Look at him go. Maurer galloping. 5-3-1 out of bounds just before the pylon. Wow. Caleb Maurer outran Eden's entire defensive line. They flushed him out of the pocket, did not contain him, and Maurer ripped 22 yards to the 1 yard line on 4th and 5.
Great run.
7:17 left in the first. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Maurer takes the snap, gives to Eilerman, bangs over left guard, got it for the touchdown. Darren Eilerman sliced for 6. Hand off from Maurer, and Fort Loramie leads it 6-0. 6-0 Redskins. Fort Loramie on to try the point after. Aiden Boland missed his last kick attempt last week against Dunbar after converting the first 4. He's been hot all year long, very good in the PAT department. Snap from center, a good one. Ball placed down. Kick up and away. It is inside the left upright. He's got it. 7:14 left, opening quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Eden nothing on scoresbroadcast.com, and hits 105.5.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two clubs here tonight, the key building component is pass the football and do it successfully. Fort Loramie's thrown a pick already, but on the second possession, the Redskins drove it down and punched it in thanks to the running game. All set up by a very good scamper down the near sideline by Caleb Maurer. This Edie club likes to throw it too. Kyler Sapp will sling it all around. That's a key building component as well for the Eden Bombers. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Kickoff by Fort Loramie, return from the 19 by Eden. To the far side of the field goes the return man. Outside the hash mark, beyond the numbers, it's Carter Keys, who spilled at the 24-yard line.
He's brought down by Lewis Hart.
First and 10, Eden. Very good downfield tackle by Lewis Hart for the Redskins. Eden starts first and 10 from its own 24. We played 5 minutes opening period. Fort Loramie 7, Eden Bombers nothing. 1, 2, 3 receivers out to the left for quarterback Kyler Sapp. And he raises up, does the quarterback, after getting the long snap, and he fires a laser upfield to the 30-yard line. It is snared by Keys. He turns and digs hard to the 35, over to the 36. Well done by the Bombers.
It's a nice set of hands by Keys that time. That ball was high, and he went up and just grabbed it.
Quarterback Kyler Sapp, he is a sophomore. The wideouts, Carter Keys, 5'11", a senior. Caden Nestor, 6', 190-pound senior. Wade Parrish, 5'8", 150, a senior. Max Radabaugh, 5'9", 150, a sophomore. And Colton Willis, 6'1", 180, a soft. Here is the play to the right by Eden, and it's good for 5 or 6. That was a quick pitch in the right flat, was it, Chuck?
Yeah, it was a long throw, but you got three defenders out there and two blockers, so you just got to really try to get through there and try to keep them from getting these 6-7 yard completions.
And that is Eden's version of the end sweep.
Yeah, it is.
In the run game. That was a pass in the right flat to Colton Willis. He garnered 5, first and 10, or I should say 2nd and 5, Eden. At the 41, deep drop to Sapp. High arching pass near sideline. Receiver makes a good out cut across the 50, and he's got it in stride at the 49, 48-yard line. It's Carter Keys. Good enough for a first down. I tell you what, Sapp is very accurate. He's run these plays many times over and over for Eden.
He's got 3 incompletions. 2 of them were drops.
5:49 left, first period. 7-0 Fort Loramie. Eden on the Redskins, 48. Sapp retreats to throw. Here comes a rush by Fort Loramie, and the Redskins miss a sack and miss another one. And the quarterback is zipping down the middle. He's got a big gainer, 40, 35, 30. Look at him jaunt all the way to the 20. Knocked down at the 18. A couple of markers fly.
Boy, they had him dead to rights, and he got away from him. Missed tackle that time on the blitz.
That the run went for every bit of 30, and let's see what's been signaled.
It's a hold.
Offensive personal foul, no holding.
Holding, yeah.
That'll cost him yardage from the spot of the infraction. And interestingly enough, Chuck, the penalty is way downfield at the 30-yard line. That's where the hold occurred.
Yep.
So it's marked back to the 40, 10-yard penalty. It winds up being a net of plus 8 for Eden.
Yep.
A little confusing.
First and 2.
Exactly. 5:30 left, opening quarter. First and 2 yards to go. Eden benefited from the holding penalty being way downfield. Again, Sapp averts danger. Makes another man miss. And he goes right up the middle of the field. 30, 25, 20. Sapp weaving his way. Bobs down inside the 15. Collared from behind at the 13. Another marker is thrown. Well, let's see what this is all about. That was a first and 2 situation. Officials are huddling, and we're waiting for a determination finally. Not one yet. And it's apparently against the Redskins, because the officials step it off from the point of the foul in the vicinity of the 25 or 30 yard line. Defensive holding against Fort Loramie near the end of the play, or maybe after the play was over.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. They have holding on a running play. Didn't throw the ball.
And it sounds like it was a dead ball foul because the penalty has stepped off all the way to the six. Eden with a big break there. Foul against Fort Loramie, well downfield. Defensive holding, and I thought I understood the public address to say after the play.
No, it was during the play.
That's what it had to be. Here is the drop of the quarterback, Sapp, and he fires on an out pattern to the goal line, and Fort Loramie gets a hand in and manages to rip the ball away from Carter Keyes at the half-yard line. It's incomplete.
Ethan Kaiser broke that up because that was going to be a touchdown.
A couple of oddball penalties here in this drive for Eden. One against Eden. It wound up being a first and two after the holding penalty. Well downfield was marked off. And then a flag against Fort Loramie in the vicinity of the 20-yard line toward the end of a running play. Turned in on a scramble by the quarterback, Sapp. Second and seven. And we've got Eden to the line of scrimmage. I think the Bombers get a timeout just before the play clock had evaporated. 4:58 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Eden nothing on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Parker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Parker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Parker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Phone 937-492-1857. Parker Insurance, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Parker Insurance, and that's for sure. Sapp to throw, way back at the 19-yard line, fires toward the end zone. It's picked, intercepted by Fort Loramie, and run back up and over the 10 to the 15, 16-yard line. Sapp falling backwards, threw off his rear foot, Chuck, and Fort Loramie came in and ducked inside the route and made an easy interception.
Well, again, that was a bad decision. I mean, he had no time to think on that one. No way to get away. But you got to take the sack instead of throwing the ball up like that.
Not sure who we identified making the pick for Fort Loramie.
I didn't see. Their numbers are so hard to see.
It was well done. And according to my stat sheet, Chuck, that's the first interception thrown this year by Kyler Sapp of Eden. And he was simply throwing off the back foot, and that was a mistake. Didn't get a lot of zip on it, and he tried to throw it late, well across field. Here's Fort Loramie lofting a long bomb down the left side on first and 10 from the 15-yard line of the Redskins, and it's incomplete for Logan Eilerman at the 45.
Well, they tried a hitch and go there to Eilerman short, and then he pumped it and went. And Caleb did a good job of throwing it where only Eilerman was going to get it if somebody caught it.
Already in this game between these two pass-happy teams, we've had a couple of interceptions. 4:40 left opening period. Second and 10, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 15. Here's a screen into the right flat. It's Holland catching at the 13, gets a block, and then he stood up at the 22. Gained about six. Might have squeezed out seven. Not sure if there's a penalty marker down or not. The officials confer. Holbert on the tackle. It is a third and three coming up. There is another marker down.
Oh, it's on the far side over there. I didn't even see it.
Yeah. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for you. For your home, Dickman's got premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory. It's small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Dickman Supply. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. The penalty was on Fort Loramie, which now confronts a second and 12, and the Redskins' Caleb Maurer. Zynga's one cross field. It's beyond the 15. Ethan Kaiser on one knee's got it, and he's flattened right there at the 18-yard line. Nestor pushed him to the turf for Eden.
Another hold on the Redskins on that last pass play completion.
Third down and 8. The penalty against Fort Loramie put the Redskins behind the chains big time. And even after the successful pass on second down, it's third and long. Maurer to throw. He's got an avenue to run. Look at him go right up the middle. Slices outside to the hash mark, near side of the numbers, into the Redskins bench. And he's got a journey upfield of about 20 yards all the way to the 36 of Fort Loramie. First and 10 Redskins. Caleb Maurer's been the biggest weapon offensively for the home team here tonight, Chuck.
He's got a run of 24 and a run of 17 so far.
New line of scrimmage for Fort Loramie's at the 36. 7-0 Redskins lead, 3:21 to go first quarter. Sidearm pass by Maurer. Near sideline, Logan Eilerman catches at the 39, and then he makes a dash to the 45, bumped into the Redskins bench. It was actually Christian McGee who hauled it in. He, Eilerman, and Ratterman, all 6'3 plus. Sizable receivers for Fort Loramie. Gain of 9, 2nd and 1 from the 45. 3:05 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Eden nothing. Two receivers far left for Maurer. He has Will Holland alongside. Ball dealt to Holland right up the gut. Good blocking. He blasts to the 50 and churns to the 46 of Eden. He's got the first down. Parrish in there on the hit, but not before the Redskins pick up the first. Well, with Caleb Maurer running the football, and Holland and Darren Eilerman chipping in, Redskins getting the job done on the ground here tonight. Two receivers to the left for the quarterback. Maurer looks right, pump and go. Now he sends one toward the Redskins bench, and it's over it out of bounds. I think Caleb just threw it away.
Yeah, good choice.
Down around the 25.
Yep.
Second and 10, Doc Weichel made the reception for Fort Loramie about 6 yards out of bounds at the end of the Redskins bench. Second and 10, Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage, the Eden 46, 2:22 to go, first quarter. Maurer in the drop, fires near sideline, catch made at the 42, receiver makes a man miss, fights hard to get down to about the 37. I think Christian McGee's got the first down. He does. Holbert on the tackle for Eden. Pass play good to the 37, first and 10.
Well, early in the season, McGee was kind of a decoy. He has become a weapon for them right now.
Yep. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Eden nothing. Redskins on a march. Two receivers to the left. Caleb Maurer in the shotgun, fakes the handoff, and then it's a bubble screen in the left flat. It's caught. Good run after catch, blocking ahead to the 30. Logan Eilerman hauled it in. Tell you what, Chuck, these two passing games darn near mirror each other.
It's like watching a college game, quite honestly.
Last pass play, good enough for seven. Productive gain on first down, second and three, Redskins at the 30 of Eden. Final, a minute 20, first quarter. Two receivers near side. Maurer gives it to Holland. He's got a gaping hole. Look at him go. Blasting to the 20. He's on a march down inside the 10. Look at him scoot. Goal line touchdown. Wow, a huge cavity opened up in the center. And Will Holland did the rest as he darted to the end zone. He got beyond the linebackers, made a nifty cut, and Fort Loramie takes a 13-0 advantage. Minute 7 left in the first.
Offensive line doing a real nice job of protecting and opening holes for the running game.
Yep, it sure is. Calvin Hoying, Jason Siegel, Roger Hoying, Nate Berger, Lewis Hart up front for Fort Loramie. They are guiding the way, and the Redskins are getting it done on the ground, mixing in the forward pass well. Here is the extra point try by Aiden Boland, and he smacks it between the uprights. It's good. Fort Loramie 14, Eden nothing. A minute 7 left, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com, and hits 105.5.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Now, Fort Loramie's got a 14-0 lead with just over a minute left to play here in the first quarter. Redskins have been quite productive churning out yards via the run plays so far in this game tonight. And Will Holland's dash to the end zone there, Chuck, covered how many yards?
That was 30.
30 right on the button reminded me of a couple of touchdown romps by Holland last year, week 10 up at Lima Central Catholic. A game Fort Loramie came from behind to win. Here's the kickoff down to the 16. Returned right back up the middle of the field between the hash marks by Eden. And the return man, Carter Keyes, is snowed under at the 31. It's going to be important here, one of the next couple possessions, for Eden to answer. The Bombers have fallen behind here on the road, 14-0.
They've moved the ball, they just can't put it in the end zone.
Quarterback is Kyler Sapp, and he's got a fine bevy of receivers. They've had hot hands so far in this game. Sapp sends a man in motion, and we've got a penalty before the snap from center. A 5-yarder, I think, being stepped off here against Eden. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in West Michigan in Sydney's got a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, Kleiners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney Furniture, West Michigan in Sydney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com on West Michigan in Sydney. Sat back to throw on first and 15. And it's well short of the mark at the 45. Intercepted by the Redskins at the 48.
That was Logan Eilerman with the pick.
And that was simply a case of two center fielders for Fort Loramie back across the 50, and Sapp underthrew it. Didn't have enough distance on
right.
that one.
Yep.
And again, it looked like he might have chucked that ball from his back foot. If there is a breeze, it was at his back, but it was well short of the mark. And Fort Loramie takes over at the Redskins 48, final 50 seconds of the first period. Two receivers left, two to the right. Maurer to throw from his 41. Fires it low in the flat. Receiver on the ground, sprawling for it. Yes, he's got it. Logan Eilerman, shoe top grab. Gain of five. Parrish was in the area for Eden. Second down and five, Redskins from the Eden 48.
That's a great catch for a four-yard gain.
Final 25 seconds, opening period of play. Fort Loramie leads it 14-0. Receivers, four of them, two left, two right. Holland alongside Caleb Maurer, who looks immediately to his right. Fires, catch made at the 44 of Eaton. Run after catch down inside the 35 to the 32-yard line. Christian McGee has been worked hard in this game so far. And on that particular play, Fort Loramie simply outnumbered Eden on this side of the field. Maurer took the snap and whipped it right away to McGee, and he blitzed his way down the sideline to the 32-yard line. First and 10 Redskins when we start the second quarter. Fort Loramie 14, Eden nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, as we return to action here at Fort Loramie, the Redskins, after a mistake on my part, I didn't mean to call for a two-minute commercial break. I did. And during it, Fort Loramie just threw a touchdown pass of what, Chuck, about 35 yards?
31 yards to Eilerman. Boy, he was running wide open right down the middle.
Oh, he was like a thoroughbred on a gallop. And he was ripping his way right through the end zone, caught it in perfect stride, about 6 yards deep in the end zone. The ball thrown by Caleb Maurer just seconds ago was perfectly thrown. Well orchestrated touchdown pass. It's what you call a skinny post. And
yep.
It was It was orchestrated beautifully by Fort Loramie. Terrific execution. Extra point kick by Bolin was good. And Fort Loramie has a 21-0 lead. I don't think anybody imagined a three-touchdown spread at the start of the second period.
Well, this is the Fort Loramie offense that I've been expecting to see, and I think they're starting to round into form at the perfect time.
Fort Loramie set to kick off. Head coach Bob Owen and his Eden Bombers are huddling up on the far side. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. With four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. Kickoff by Fort Loramie to the 15-yard line. Returned by Carter Keys laterally across the field. Gets a block, another one. Look at him go to work. And he hastens his way down the far sideline beyond the numbers over the 30, 35-yard line. Upended at about the 36. First and 10 for Eden, which is down 21-0, 14 seconds into the second quarter.
Well, Loramie had good coverage, and I couldn't catch the number from the Eden player, but boy, somebody threw a jaw-knocking block that set him up the sideline for up to the 35.
Oh, yeah, it was a rip snorter for sure. And that kickoff return by Eden was set up very nicely. Eden needs points on this drive, Chuck. That's all there is to it. Opening seconds of the second period of this game, and Fort Loramie enjoys a commanding 21-0 lead. Just heard from Derek at the radio station. I threw him a curve that two-minute break, but he said he handled it smoothly.
Because he's a professional.
Thank you, Derek, so much for bailing us out. First and 10, deep drop by the quarterback, Sapp. He fires a screen over the head of the intended receiver in the flat. The mark man was Radabaugh. It's no good. Second and 10. Clock stops. 11:41 to go here in the second quarter.
He's missed his last four passes.
21-0 Redskins. Fort Loramie getting a little bit of pressure on the quarterback. Coverage in the secondary by the Redskins has been superb. And now Fort Loramie bunches about eight or nine defenders up in the box, expecting a quick hitting forward pass. It's a deep drop to Sapp. Here comes pressure, and he's upended back at the 30. Sacked for a loss of six.
That is half a sack behind the line of scrimmage. In on the tackle for the Redskins, Darren Eilerman.
Well done by Darren Eilerman. He's performed fine both ways, offense and defense tonight for Fort Loramie. Third and about 15 yards to go for Eden. Ball resting just beyond the Eden 30. Four receivers are flanked, two each way. Sapp in the spread, back at his 23, looking left side. Here come red jerseys after him again. He's tripped up at the 23. 23-yard line. What a tackle around the ankles. Well done by Berger of Fort Loramie. Nate, a good linebacker, 5'11", 190, a senior. And he caught Sapp right around the shoestrings and flipped him to the ground.
Tell you what, Sapp had a good shot at a first down if he hadn't got him by the shoestrings.
Yep, sure did. Two sacks by Fort Loramie's defense on that Eden series. Here's the punt by Sapp to the 43, hauled in by Fort Loramie, returned to the 45, tackle made. Christian McGee or Logan Eilerman, one of the two, brought it back upfield. It was Eilerman. And the Redskins have it first and 10, 5 yards short of the 50. Two sacks before Loramie on that last defensive stand, and that was a goal of head coach Spencer Wells. He noted it in the pregame. We've got to get some pressures and maybe even a few sacks on staff of Eden here tonight.
Well, they've got 31 yards in negative plays in the Eden offense. Now, that is including a 20-yard snap over the head of the quarterback, but still considered a running play.
Right. 2 minutes gone, second quarter, Fort Loramie 21, Eden nothing. Two receivers near side. Quarterback Maurer fires it very quickly to the 48. Catch is made. Run after catch. It's McGee, 45-40. Knocked down at the 37. Well, I tell you what, Chuck, that is a real easy 16 yards.
Mm. That is 9 first downs now for the Redskins here in the first half.
Fort Loramie, Redskins are outnumbering Eden with those flat passes. More blockers than there are tacklers. And the Redskins are running the football after the catch. Here's Holland, right tackle. Boy, he's determined, running with a purpose tonight. And he bulldozes his way down to the 30, inside it to the 28 of Eden. Close to a first down. He registers 9 on the play. Second and 1 for Fort Loramie. And Eden takes a needed timeout. The Eden Bombers are on their heels, trailing 21-0, and we've got 2.5 minutes gone here in the second quarter of this game. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn up to $24 per hour. No mask required, GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices throughout Ohio, including those in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Don't forget, there's one on Ohio Street in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Again, offices throughout the area, Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Redskins' passing game has been precise. It's been crisp, accurate. Good running after receptions, offensive line protecting well.
And then it's now set up a running game for Will Holland to get through some gaps.
Yep, well put. Second and 1, Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage, the 28. Redskins want to throw for it. Maurer looking deep, can't find anybody. Then zeroes in short for a receiver outside the 20-yard line. It's McGee who caught it at the 23 and then popped out of bounds. It's a first and 10 for Fort Loramie once more. Boy, at this pace, Fort Loramie's going to have 30 first downs tonight, Chuck.
I'll tell you, they are running a lot of offensive plays here in the first half.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Quarterback Caleb Maurer gives it to Holland right up the gut, meets resistance at the point of attack, stays on his feet, and hammers to the 20. He wedged out 3, second down and 7, Fort Loramie, 20-yard line of Eden. Public address says Kyler Sapp in there on the tackle doing double duty. Quarterback on the offensive side. Plays in the secondary defensively. 9 minutes left here in the first half. Fort Loramie 21, Eden nothing. Sydney hosting Troy tonight. And Marion Local and Versailles are playing. Layman Catholic's got Bethel. And is Adelpha St. John's. Here's a pass to the end zone by Caleb Maurer. He throws it way up in the air where nobody can get it. But Logan Eilerman, he's got it 8 or 9 yards deep in the end zone. Wow, what a catch by Logan. Two hands well above his head. He caught it astride in bounds before the back of the end zone. There is a penalty marker down.
I think it's roughing the passer.
It's against Eden, a late hit on the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. Wow, the last two touchdown strikes have been college quality.
Wow, I mean, he threw that up, and Eilerman caught it about 8 yards deep in the end zone.
Yeah.
Woo. All hands.
And I don't think anybody on the field but Logan Eilerman could have made that reception.
Yeah. And then that penalty now, Fort Loramie will be kicking off from the 50-yard line.
Right. And the lead for the Redskins is 27-0. 8:46 to go, second quarter. Bolin on for his fourth straight PAT. and he kicks it. It looks mighty good. It's center cut. Right down the middle again. Fort Loramie in a rump. This was not expected. Fort Loramie may have been favored to win it, but it's already a 28-point spread. Although Drew Pasteur and his Fantastic 50 website did say Loramie by 20 points.
Well, he's going to be close. I'll tell you, they don't throw that interception on their first possession, and we're looking at a running clock in the second half already.
Right. Timeout called, 8:46 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 28, Eden nothing on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Hey, do you need the right solution for true comfort? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie is the place to call. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots or hot spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Perfect. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Go online. Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Make your appointment right there at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Tom and Jerry's, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires. Three Fort Loramie sponsors with us only for Fort Loramie broadcasts. Kickoff return by Eden to the 25. Redskins have been superb on kickoff coverage in this game.
Yeah, they kicked off from the Eden 45 after the penalty, so good coverage.
Here is Sapp, the quarterback. He whisks a quick pass in the left flat. Receiver's got it, makes a man miss, stays on his feet, scrambles to about the 28. Short advance, minimal gain on the play. 8:24 to go in the second quarter. Nestor caught the last ball for Eden. 28-0 Redskins. Dylan Sanders up from the secondary to make the tackle for Fort Loramie.
Nestor made an awful lot of moves over there for a 3-yard gain.
And he was shaking and baking, that's for sure. Two receivers far right. And here's the quarterback sat behind the line of scrimmage, and he hands it off. That's that's a rarity. How about that? Parrish puts his head down and trudges for one.
Well, that was what Coach Wells was talking about before the game, that once you get too settled into something, they'll throw a curveball at you. And that's what they tried to do there with a quick hitter. Loramie ready for it.
Third and seven for Eden. Line of scrimmage, the 28.5 in Eden's end. After an unusual running play call. Possession down here. Parrish alongside the quarterback, Sapp. Deep drop at the 18. Runs up the middle of the field and then fires a pass into the hands of a deep safety for Fort Loramie at the 41. And he dashes across the 50 inside the 40 of Eden to the 38.
He looks like a sophomore right now.
Yep. Yep, Kyler Sapp just simply not reading Loramie's coverages. That pass was not thrown in rhythm, not on time, and the Redskins are covering up the Eden receivers when they do break off from their routes.
And they're getting such good pressure on him that they had to change their set, and they had to bring him back there. They're not going to run him much, but they had to bring him back for protection.
Evan Sapp was a little flustered in the pocket, ran back toward the line of scrimmage, and in an awkward throwing motion, through the intercept. Fort Loramie, first and 10. Line of scrimmage, the 37 of Eden. Here's a flat pass received. An immediate tackle at the 36 or 37-yard line by Eden. Gain of just one on the play. Carter Steinke in there on the hit for Eden with 6:48 to go in the second quarter in Fort Loramie, leading 28-0.
McGee's help out there whiffed on the block, and he had no chance of getting any yardage on that one.
Receiver left, receiver right for Caleb Maurer. He has Will Holland alongside. Or is that Darren Eilerman? It's handed off on the play to the running back. Makes a man miss. Swerves ahead to the 35. Pushed back from the 34 to the 36. Forward progress. Darren Eilerman, he carves out a couple or three. Hulbert on the tackle for Eden. New line of scrimmage, the 34, the Bombers. Third down for Fort Loramie. And about 6.5 to go for a first down. Receivers each way. Maurer, straight drop in the pocket, looking. It's an out pattern.
Wow.
Receiver on the dead run at the 24. Is he inbounds when he catches? No, he's not. Wow. That was Logan Eilerman sifting his way toward the sideline. By a step, he had a couple of white jerseys beaten. Maurer hit him on the numbers, but it was just, a half a step wide out of bounds.
And that was 9 straight completions before that incompletion, and really it was just because of the sideline. Another great pass.
And Maurer has been exceedingly sharp in this game tonight. Did have the pick early on, I think on the initial possession.
Yep.
4th and 7, Fort Loramie, 34 of Eden. Couple of receivers each way. Man in the slot right. Deep drop by Maurer. Looking, throwing, numbers near side. Reaching up is the Fort Loramie receiver at the goal line. And he's got it again! Another brilliant catch. Logan Eilerman. Eilerman once more. 3 in a row for him. 3 straight. All of them in that darn near spectacular category.
Man, I mean, I talked about before the game that it needs to be Eilerman's night, and Coach Wells said the same thing. And, boy, I guess if you got the best athlete on the field, you might as well find the ball.
Chuck, you nailed it. He's 6'5", but his catch radius is like he's 7 feet tall.
And what hands the kid's got.
Yep. Blue-fingered, and it's a small secondary for this Eden club, and they just cannot defend Logan Eilerman nor any of the Redskins receivers for that matter. The extra point kick by Bolin is low, but it's good. Not artistic, but over the crossbar. And Fort Loramie leads it 35-0. 5:42 left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, two Carters are back to receive the kickoff for Eden from Fort Loramie. Carter Keys and Carter Steinke. Here's the boot near hash mark. Hauled in by Eden at the 12. Return to the far side. The wedge isn't set up very well because Fort Loramie breaks it down and makes the hit at the 14-yard line. Wow. Ray Hoing, textbook coverage, a 2-yard return.
My goodness. I mean, it looked like it was set up, and he just came out of nowhere.
Yep, except for the pick thrown early by Caleb Maurer. the Redskins have played perfectly in this game tonight.
Well, Troy leads Sydney 8-0 in the second quarter. Piqua leads Fairborn 42-0 in the second quarter. And it's kind of surprisingly, Bethel leads Lehman 14-7 in the second quarter.
5.5 to go here in the second. Fort Loramie 35, Eden nothing. Here is the quarterback, Sapp, throwing behind the line of scrimmage. It's caught at the 13-yard line. Tackle made at the 15.
That was Ratterman, and boy, did he run him down. He's got some speed for as big as he is.
Yep. Isaac Ratterman tracked down Parrish, who caught the pass over his shoulder in the right flat. Absolutely no gain. Second and right at 10 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Eden 15. 5 minutes left, second quarter. 35-0 Fort Loramie. Here's a cross-field throw by Sapp. Boy, strong arm delivery there. And it is caught. First down. Yes, it's Nestor on the receiving end over the 25 at the 26. Might have fallen forward to the 27. Give him a dozen on the play.
That is their first down in their last three possessions.
And how many does Fort Loramie have on the night?
They had 10 so far.
My guess was right on the button.
Well, and they would have more, except that they're scoring on long touchdown throws.
Right. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Here's the quarterback, Sapp, retreats to his own 17. A long cross-field throw, other direction this time. Yes, reception made up around the 34-yard line. It is Colton Willis on the grab. Coverage by Fort Loramie Sanders on the hit. New line of scrimmage, the 33-yard line. That was a very lengthy pass by Sapp Crossfield for a gain of 6. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. 35-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Trips to the near side, the very short side of the field, for the quarterback. Uh-oh, Sapp's not looking for the snap, and it goes past him, rolling back to the 15, and Sapp pounces on it just in the nick of time.
My goodness.
Well, when things aren't going your way, they seem to collapse. And Eden's offensive line, entire offensive unit, distracted right now, shell-shocked.
Well, I mean, the center is the only one that had to be off because there was a guy in motion. Nobody was ready for that snap but the center.
Right. 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie showing blitz pressure. Here they come after Sapp. He's going to run right up the gut. And he's got a crease dancing across the 20, 25, 30. Look at Kyler Sapp. And he spins those wheels of his all the way to the 41-yard line.
And on the tackle for the Redskins, Ethan Kaiser.
Good scurry by the quarterback. Sapp with a dash right back up the middle. He saw a glimmer of light develop in the middle of that offensive line. He took advantage. 2:45 to go, second quarter. 35-0 Fort Loramie. Eden with a first and 10 from the Bombers' 41-yard line. Sapp with a deep drop, fakes the out pattern, has a wide open receiver, middle of the field, and it's going to be a touchdown. Oh, he dropped it.
My goodness.
Wow.
We couldn't throw that any better, and boy, Loramie's coverage just got botched on that one.
Not sure if that was Nestor. I think it was
number 10.
Yep, Caden Nestor, senior wideout, 6-footer, 192-pounder. As he was angling from the near hash to the center of the gridiron, it was in his lap. As the protection was great, the blitz was picked up, and Fort Loramie was beaten in the secondary. Second and 10. Out pattern, right flat, Carter Steinke catches, meets resistance immediately. He's pushed backwards. Clegg winds up going for a negative 3.
That was Ratterman, and boy, does he cover sideline to sideline.
And so much so he could go up in the stands and sell popcorn, Chuck.
Yeah, well, I think he was up here having a hot dog earlier.
Third and 10 for Eden, line of scrimmage. The Bombers, 38, 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Touchdown right there would have taken off the continuous clock at the start of the third quarter.
All right.
Eden needs 12 for a first down. Trips to the left. Here comes blitz pressure up the middle. And the quarterback, Sapp, is hovered over by two red shirts. Here comes a third. He's swamped behind the line of scrimmage. Down he goes. A sack of Sapp at the 31 or 2. It just caved in on him. He had no chance. And it's going to be fourth down here for Eden. And I think Fort Loramie gets a timeout to preserve minutes on the clock.
Well, a minute and 28 to go. And the way they're moving the football, why wouldn't you?
Hey, you'll be all smiles when you see the great deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. You see, when Gus Guyer established Guyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Guyers have done business the very same way since. Remember, Guyers offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair, too. See the new and pre-owned Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GuyersInc.com, GuyersInc.com.
Well, I think you need to be at least looking for the fake here, only because they're down 35 to nothing.
It is fourth down and 19 to go for a first down for Eden for the Bombers 31. They can get a first down at the midfield stripe. Sapp is back in punt formation. Takes the long hike at the 17. It's nearly blocked. It's a short kick bouncing to the return man. Logan Eilerman at the 37 tries to cut to the near side, and he is caught down around his ankles at the 36 as he tried to reverse his field. First and 10 Redskins. Final 79 seconds of the first half. 35-0 Fort Loramie. Like your mind, it's 105.5. We'll have a three-minute radio station break. A three-minute break at the end of our first half. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Let's see if Fort Loramie tries to tack on more, Chuck, before intermission. That previous timeout would make you think so. Here's the quarterback, Maurer, looking middle of the field. An attempted one-handed grab at the 50-yard line is off the palm of the intended receiver. No good. It is second and 10 Redskins. Clock stops, a minute 14 to go.
I think that was Ratterman. He got one hand on it, just couldn't pull it in.
Redskins have been glue-fingered all night long receiving the football. Last three touchdown receptions by Logan Eilerman have been brilliant. Not quite as good as the catch the Steelers receiver Pickens made last night. That was just out of this world. Oh, here's a pass thrown by Maurer. Receiver hadn't even turned. And the ball is fired right to the correct spot at the 47. It's Eilerman. He catches. I think he's got 10 right on the nose and a first down. You talk about communication between quarterback and receiver there.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Yes. 1 minute to go, first half. Line of scrimmage, the 47. Ball thrown into the flat over the 50. Catch made. Receiver hot-foots it out of bounds. Right now, it's Eilerman again. He's got to have, Chuck, what, 9 or 10 catches already in this game?
Yeah. If I was smart enough, I'd keep individual stats, but it's hard enough for me to keep team stats at this age.
Logan Eilerman has been working over Eden secondary. Second down and 6 after a 4-yard catch and short run on the last play. 56 ticks left on the clock. We are late in the second quarter. Fort Loramie leads it 35-0. 5-yard drop by Maurer, deep in the pocket. Long high bomb, middle of the field. Eilerman again. He can't make that catch. There's no way. It's incomplete at the 6. He came mighty close.
That was awfully close. I'll tell you what, if the guy hadn't got a hand in there.
He was sandwiched by two defenders. Two pinned him. And Eilerman went up and almost latched onto it. Close call, incomplete. Line of scrimmage 49 of Eden. Third and 6 to go for a first down. Final 48 seconds of the first half. Fort Loramie's got trips to the wide side of the field. Let's see what's in store here. Eden coming with pressure this time. It's a screen in the flat, caught at the line of scrimmage. Good run after catch by Holland. Look at him go at the 50. Penalty marker down, may bring it back. Holland scoots to the 31-yard line, but it may be for naught.
Well, it depends on where the hold was. I'm not sure how somebody 50 yards behind the play can see a hold, but a pretty nice arm by the referee that time. He threw his flag 30 yards down the field.
Well, the sky screen. Nice,
perfect.
Nicely executed. Perfect timing against blitz pressure from Eden. Block in the back, though, on Fort Loramie.
Ah, I don't believe that.
So it's going to be third down all over again and a bunch. Final 39 seconds of the second quarter, and third period would start with a continuous clock. So we could be in store for a fairly hasty second half of this game.
Well, we've had a pretty long first half of the game.
Yes,
so
yes, we have.
That'll even it out.
1, 2, 3 receivers to the right for Maurer. And here come five white shirts at him. Here's a throw by Maurer, near side numbers, inside the 30. It might have been intercepted by Eden. Yes, it was. Wow. What a pickoff by the Bombers.
Yeah.
Beautifully done downfield by Parrish. Brookins is here. Thanks, Carl Arnes from Brookins.
Enjoy your wings.
Oh,
did you bring me chicken?
You can't beat Brookins on Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Thanks, Carl.
Well, that was an unfortunate interception, but it's not going to really harm anything, I don't think.
Nope. Second pick of the night thrown by Maurer. That's 10 on the season. And taking over the football is Eden from the Eden 24-yard line. And the ball is snapped back to Sapp, and he goes to one knee. And that will end the first half of this game. First two quarters in the books, all Fort Loramie. 35-0 cushion. Head coach Bob Olwin said, rather than try a play before the first half ends, let's go in and see if we can figure something out during the halftime break. Great first half turned in by the Redskins, who have a 35-0 lead after two quarters. I mentioned Carl Arnes from Brookins was here. By the way, right across the street from Brookins is Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 40 years doing business. And Cutaway Styling Salon will give you your best do. So do that appointment right now. Owner and stylist Deb Kubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible, yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon on Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Well, it's a three-minute radio station break. Three-minute radio station break coming up. Fort Loramie performing at its best clip of the season tonight, clicking on all cylinders and blasting Eden by a score of 35-0 here at the half. Three-minute radio station break. This is Scores, broadcast.com, and Hits 105.5.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the
team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com, click on the Careers tab, and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And it's 105.5 FM in Sydney. Thanks so much to our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5, soon to be streaming, new music format being integrated, new local management at WMVR, Hits 105.5, congratulations, and we are so pleased to have Hits 105.5 on board with us as our broadcast partner. Entertaining game tonight for Fort Loramie listeners and Fort Loramie spectators here at the stadium. A small crowd across the way from Eden and might have some listenership from Eden. The school district was aware of our coverage tonight, but
they've just run into a buzzsaw tonight. I mean, Eden's a good football team, you can tell, but Loramie just firing on all cylinders.
Yep, after the first possession each way, Fort Loramie just turned it up and has blitzed Eden 35-zip, last three touchdowns. Passes from Caleb Maurer to Logan Eilerman, and Fort Loramie's defense, as the lead began to build, Redskins continued to turn up that defensive heat on the offensive line of Eden and the quarterback, Kyler Sapp.
Yeah, they don't really have a running game, so if you're not getting your passes off and they're putting pressure on you, you're in trouble. But there's been 43 passes thrown in the first half, five interceptions, but 926 completions. Loramie, I'm going to tell you these stats, and these are unbelievable.
By the way, our halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass and by Schnippel Construction in Butkins.
Yes, and we love them. We appreciate it. Loramie ran the ball 12 times for 112 yards. They threw the ball 24 times, completed 17, three touchdowns, two interceptions, 220 yards in the air, 332 yards in the first half, 11 first downs with two turnovers. Eden, on the other hand, 9 of 11 running the ball, and that includes two really bad snaps that lost them 35 yards. Passing 9 of 19, he has not thrown a touchdown pass, has three interceptions, 56 total yards. They got 67 total yards for the first half, seven first downs, and three turnovers for the Bombers. It's just, Loramie just had one heck of a first half.
According to my stats, Chuck, Sapp had come into the game without a pick on the year.
Right.
Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie said in the pregame, "Well, we got to get a few sacks. We got to get some pressures." And not only has he gotten both of those, he's gotten takeaways.
Yeah. I mean, he's gotten away for, Sapp's gotten away for a couple of good runs. You can tell he's a good athlete, only a sophomore. But he's had pressure on him, and you've mentioned he's thrown the ball off his back foot.
Yep.
And he has thrown three interceptions because he's overthrown by winging the ball up and getting the ball over the receiver's head to the safeties.
And we think Logan Eilerman is into double digits on receptions.
Well, and 220 yards, I guarantee you, he's over 100 yards receiving.
Whew. Yeah, coming into the game, Fort Loramie was featuring five receivers catching the football between 12 and 16 yards of reception on the year. Holland, McGee, Kaiser, Ratterman, and Eilerman. And tonight's not going to hurt those numbers.
Now, when you talk to Coach Wells here in the future, I would love to get the final stats from him, individual stuff on the catches, because it's just been an amazing night for those two.
And the one thing I think Spencer would tell us that pleases him the most about this game tonight is the way the Redskins are running the football.
They're running it well, and they have not had a lot of penalties that have stopped their drives.
Right. Eden appeared to have a handle on this game in the first possession or two, but boy, it has collapsed ever since. Fort Loramie is looking the best it's shown all year long. Yeah, Eden is not sharp on the road here tonight, but Fort Loramie's got so much to do with that. It's the Redskins' best performance of 2022 by far.
No doubt. And you mentioned it pregame, and I think it's really shown up. Loramie's size at receivers at 6'3", the Eden defenders are there, but they can't go up with Eilerman and do anything about the catch. When he goes up to get it, it's pretty much his ball.
Yep. That's our halftime report. We have been brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. This is scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5. Redskins in the lead in this game, 35-0 at the halftime break.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and it's 105.5 in Sydney, halftime at Fort Loramie, Redskins 35, Eden nothing. Mitch Westerheide, Director of Athletics at Fort Loramie, is our halftime guest in just a few minutes. Chuck, update on what scores you have, a real good one in the MAC tonight.
Well, Marion and Versailles tied 7-7 at the half. Minster leads St. Henry 14-6 at the half. Xenia leading Tip. Delphus leads Anna 7-0 in the second quarter. Piqua 42, Fairborn nothing, haven't got a new score on that. Troy and Sydney 8-0, haven't gotten a new score on that for a while. And Bethel leads Lehman, which is kind of a surprise, 14-7 in the second quarter.
We'll take a one-minute break, then return with Mitch Westerheide, Athletic Director at Fort Loramie. When we come back, this is ScoresBroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Fort Loramie 35, Eden nothing at the half. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, joined momentarily by Mitch Westerheide, Director of Athletics at Fort Loramie. I'd like to remind you to put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers, 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Very privileged to be joined by Director of Athletics at Fort Loramie, Mitch Westerheide, a 2008 Fort Loramie grad and an integral part of those first Fort Loramie football teams.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks for having us on here tonight. Before we get started, I want to thank you again for covering our games. I know it reaches a lot of people who can't be here, so we really appreciate you and Chuck coming here, putting your time in.
Oh, thanks.
It goes a long way, and I know our kids love it. They can rewatch these games here, so I wanted to say thank you for that. But yeah, you nailed it. 2008, I was part of the first football team to come through here. So 2003, we started the program.
Okay.
A bunch of dads put it together. They put in a lot of hard work, a lot of hours. They actually built these stands you're out here right now.
Yeah.
So I was in eighth grade then. We did 2 years of JV football.
Okay.
So by my sophomore year, we started the varsity program, independent, just like we are right now.
Uh-huh.
So we've come a long way. It's kind of come full circle right now as we kind of see we're back on the independent ball right now.
Tell me about that 2008 season, the next one as well. What position did you play? How'd the team do? And talk about the feelings everybody had getting football underway at Fort Loramie. And who do you check back with every now and then who played with you in 2008? I'm sure you give them updates on the progress of Fort Loramie football.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we first started, obviously the whole community rallied behind us. The Loramie Gates started our very first game here. I think the whole town shut down and everyone was here. Our first year, we obviously took some lumps. We played some bigger schools. We ended up 5-5, just outside the playoffs. That next year, 2006, I think we went 7-3. Again, just right outside the playoffs, but we could tell we were building momentum. We were winning games that we didn't win the previous year. And then my senior year, we went 8-2.
Okay.
And we still missed the playoffs.
Oh.
So we were, I'll never forget that. I had to take the ACT Saturday morning. And so after Friday night, you know, that's senior night, we had a big win, thinking we're in the playoffs. And I'm taking my ACT, take a break. And I got about 6 or 7 text messages saying, hey, we didn't make it.
Oh.
Let's just say that ACT score wasn't the one I submitted to colleges that day. So, we were building something, and as you can see now, I think a couple years later, the first year we made it, I think they all went all the way to regionals. I think that was the 2009 season, 2010 class.
Yep.
Made a deep run there. So, still check in with all my buddies. We're actually having an alumni night here, week 8 versus Lucas. So we're inviting all the alumni to come here. They get free admission. They're going to sit beyond on the field, and we're going to have a meet-up at the Legion later, replaying old highlight films and everything like
week
that.
Week 8 or week 9?
Week 8.
Lucas.
Sorry, week 9. You're right. October 14th, I believe, is that date.
Right.
Forward to – it's the first time we're doing alumni night. You know, we've had it enough. Coach Wells has been here enough. That's probably his fifth year, I believe. So he's going to get some of his guys coming back, and I've reached out to all my former teammates and kind of spread that word. So I'm really looking forward to seeing all of them again.
Yep. You're number 5 for Spencer Wells, head coach Fort Loramie football. How many years for you now as Fort Loramie athletic director?
This will be my fifth year as well.
Fifth as well.
So me, Coach Wells and I came in about the same time. He got hired just before I did. But he's obviously doing a terrific job. I'd like to give him a lot of props. Obviously, we were in that conference, CCC, that disbanded, and he's taking it in stride. You know, we've had some long bus trips, but he never faltered. He said, hey, bring it on anytime, anywhere. And I love that attitude, and I think that spreads throughout our program. That's kind of what we've been preaching is for all our sports, anytime, anywhere, if we want to get where we want to get at the end of the day, it's not league titles, it's state titles.
Mitch Westerheide, 5 years, director of athletics at Fort Loramie High School, our guest. How does your family put up with the AD's hours, your 3 children, your wife, Taylor? Some weeks are 60, 65, 70 hours long, aren't they?
Yeah. I always tell her she's the real MVP because I've got a soon-to-be 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
Okay.
So she's home a lot, and I can't thank her enough. She lets me do my dream job, chase my dreams, and it's all because of her.
Scheduling.
Yes.
Fort Loramie began football as an independent currently. Next year's football schedule starting to fall into place, only missing one date right now.
That's correct. We're still looking for week 6, so I'll rattle through it quick. We got Minster, Versailles, Covington again. We bumped Columbus Academy up to week 4 because we signed a longer-term deal with them.
Right.
Week 5 will be Meadowdale, Dayton Public School. Week 6, obviously, open. We've had some interest from bigger schools, but we're kind of weighing that. Week seven, we just locked up Norwalk St. Paul. Their D7 team way up north. They've got a nice program up there.
And that'll be a home game next year.
Correct. That will be a home game. Right now it's a one-year deal. We'll see what happens. I know they, someone in their conference is playing a JV schedule right now. So week eight, we locked up Van Buren. And then that's going to be away. And then week nine and ten is Lucas and LCC again. So, yeah, it's coming together. A little bit longer than I wanted. I'd prefer to have it done by now, but it's kind of the independent lifestyle.
Yeah, great job. Wow. The life of an athletic director at the high school level, trying to put together an independent sports schedule.
And obviously being D7 too, you got to be careful about who you schedule. But it's coming. My blood pressure's been up a few times. You know, I get a lot of rejections, but it is what it is. We keep chugging along, and we'll figure it out.
Mitch, a quick highlight regarding the Martin Luther King basketball weekend in January at Fort Loramie High School.
Yeah, we actually expanded this year. This will be the second one. It's over MLK weekend. That's Sunday. We got six local teams, and we've got six high-quality schools coming. A lot of the teams coming here have D1 offers. A couple kids do. I know there's some D2 offers in there. So a lot of high-quality basketball is going to be taking place here in our backyard, which is kind of what we wanted.
So you're going to squeeze in six games from 11 or noon on Sunday into the evening, Sunday of Martin Luther King weekend.
So it'll start at noon. JV and varsity using both our junior high and high school gym and kind of flipping them. And last game, I believe, starts at 7:30, just like a normal Saturday night.
And you made sure that the toughest opponent for the day plays the host team, Corey Britton's Fort Loramie Redskins.
I think we got Preble Shawnee. They've got a really nice player, really nice program over there. But no, they'll take care of business. Corey's the same way. He's not afraid to play anybody. So
right. Mitch, thank you so much for joining us here at Halftime. Well,
thank you for having us. Again, thank you for covering Fort Loramie football. We appreciate it. And basketball when that time comes. Thank you so much.
Gratitude to you and everybody at Fort Loramie.
All right, thank you.
Mitch Westeride, fifth year director of athletics here at Fort Loramie. Halftime at Fort Loramie Stadium. Redskins lead Eden by a score of 35-0. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. So do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, Osgood Bank. Chuck, are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home?
At 250 pounds, always.
Hey, the Anna Market's at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yes, the very best for the very best like you, Chuck McBee. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. The Anna Market in downtown Anna on Route 119, just east of the railroad tracks. Well, Fort Loramie received the ball to start the first half of this game, and Eden has just received the second half kickoff and sets up shop at its own 27. First down pass play, good enough for 8 yards to the near hash mark. Second down and two, the throw from Sapp to Nestor. We open the third quarter with a continuous clock. Fort Loramie leading 35-0. The Redskins, high performance level tonight, best game of the season without a doubt. Quarterback Sapp looks to throw, wants to go right, can't do it. Comes back to an alternate receiver. Left sideline, it is caught inbounds at the 43, and the receiver is bumped out at the 44-yard line, and he's got the first down, first and 10. Carter Keyes made the reception. Fort Loramie, no doubt, will cushion its pass coverage and give Eden some underneath stuff. Here's the quarterback, Sapp, whipping one left sideline into the Redskins bench. Caught at the Fort Loramie 47, but ruled out of bounds, as it was not caught in the field of play by Nestor. Couldn't drag his foot, so it's second and 10. Ordinarily, clock would stop on that incompletion, but mercy rule, continuous clock in play, 9:50 and counting, third quarter. Snap to Sapp, looking middle of the field. Fort Loramie's on-rushing defensive lineman might have gotten a finger or two on that ball, which falls short at the 50-yard line.
Boy, I'll tell you, when you're running a screen pass, a quick screen pass to the receiver, and you don't have time to throw it, that's defensive pressure.
Right. Yeah, Redskins are pinning their ears back, and they are blowing full steam ahead right at the quarterback, Sapp for Eden, who's down by five touchdowns. Deep drop here to the 31. He's got an avenue in the middle, thinks about running, and instead throws a tardy pass near sideline. Receiver comes back to get it. Yes, Nestor hauls it in. Well done, 41-yard line of Fort Loramie, and it's a first down. 8:50 left in the third, 35-0 Fort Loramie. Now with a touchdown here by Eden, the continuous clock would come off.
It goes back to just a regular clock.
Okay. Every now and then I need a re-education on that. Two receivers far right, man in motion for Sapp, who looks into the flat for the man who was in motion, and it is caught on the play. A yard or two behind the line of scrimmage. Hard tackle made by Fort Loramie at the 45-yard line. Wade Parrish made the catch. McGee knifed him at his knees and spun him down. No gain, actually. Second and very close to 10 to go for a first down. Outside the Fort Loramie 40 for Sapp and company for Eden. Wide open receiver, left sideline, down inside the 35-yard line. Catch is good.
Complete to Carter Keyes.
Well done by Keyes, and after he snared it, he stayed on his feet. Sanders for Fort Loramie upended him inside the 30 at the 26-yard line. Nice gain of 15. Sapp's got a strong arm, Chuck. There's no question.
He's an impressive young man. This is one of those as a sophomore, you just kind of just forget about this one and move on to the next one.
Here's Sapp, middle of the field, and he's got a receiver doing a little hook pattern inside the 20 to 19. Catch is made. Parrish snared it. Play good for seven. Isaac Ratterman on the wrap up for Fort Loramie. Second down and three for the visiting team, the Eden Bombers, just inside the 20-yard line of Fort Loramie. Already 5 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Sapp wants to throw. Here comes pressure, and here it comes, and he's knocked down back at the 30-yard line. He lost close to 10. Well, I tell you, Fort Loramie's defensive line has answered the bell. Head coach Spencer Wells of the Redskins said in the pregame, "We got to have sacks."
Well, and they have, and that has taken them to zero rushing yards for the game.
Wow. How many sacks for Fort Loramie?
That was the fourth.
Fourth, and Fort Loramie had five for the year coming in.
Wow. And they've come close on three or four others.
Exactly. Three receivers far left side, trips out this way for Sapp. There might be a flag thrown far side of the field with 6:17 remaining here in the third quarter. It's third down and about 14 to go for Eden. Line of scrimmage is just outside the 30. 5-yard penalty assessed here against Fort Loramie. third and about 8.5 to go for a first down for the Bombers.
I think the official on the far side of the field was feeling left out, so he wanted to throw a flag.
Stapp with a deep drop. Uh-oh, here come red jerseys. And a dump-off screen is short of the receiver at the 28-yard line. Stapp had to commit to throwing that far sooner than he wanted.
Yeah, it was going to be, a slip screen to the wide receiver. He didn't have time to throw it.
No. Fourth and 8 for Eden, and you can bet Fort Loramie will be coming at the quarterback with the full house again.
Well, and you need to make sure that you contain him because he is so good at running the football.
Oh, yeah, he's gifted. Fine athlete. Sapp to throw. He's way back at the 36. It's an out pattern. Receiver running a cut to the sideline, grabs on the run at the 13, and he angles to the 11 or 12. He's got the first down. Good fourth down pass play for the visiting Bombers. They set up shop outside the 10, first and 10, 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. And Eden has had the ball the entire third period of play during this continuous clock. Trips to the right for Sapp. He retreats back to the 21.
Tipped.
Throws middle of the field. It's tipped once, twice. Almost intercepted by Fort Loramie at the 6-yard line. There was a trio of red jerseys around the receiver. Ball intended middle of the field for Keys, but he was hemmed in. No chance for him to make that catch as the throw was telegraphed by Sapp. And it's second down and 10 from the 11.5 of Fort Loramie. Sapp to throw, looks middle of the field, and instead lobs one to the right toward the first down marker over the head of the intended receiver, down around the 2 or 3.
Yeah, Nestor got one hand on it. He couldn't pull it in.
3:40 left in the third. Third and 10, Eden will call the line of scrimmage the 12 of Fort Loramie. Beautiful night for high school football. Temperature in the mid to upper 60s. Very little wind. Some cloud cover, no chance of rain. Third and 10 for Eden. Here comes pressure. 7 in the box for Fort Loramie. Late delivery by the quarterback, middle of the field. Picked off by Fort Loramie at the 2-yard line. Run up the far side, outside the hash. 35-40 across the 50. And the return man is eventually bumped out of bounds by a couple white jerseys. Boy, Chuck, that is what happens when under duress you throw late over the middle.
Yep.
Four times out of five, it's going to be in the hands of the defender or picked off.
Well, and Coach Owen been doing this a long time. He's going to have a nice talk with Sapp. He's going to talk about some of the things. I mean, these are mistakes that you expect a high school kid to make at times. He's under such duress. Oh, okay, we had a 15-yard penalty
after
the interception.
After possession changed.
Yep.
Interception is good for Fort Loramie. Ball will be walked back from the 30 or 35 down at the Eden end. That's where the tackle was made. Redskins will have it at the 47 of the Bombers with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Continuous clock still in play. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the right. Caleb Maurer at the helm has a slot right. I think that's Holland alongside. He had a splendid running the football game in the first half. Ball thrown immediately to Eilerman in the left flat. He goes down 5 yards, turns around. Maurer hits him on the numbers. Second down, a little more than five to go for a first down. 2:27 left. You still practice those out patterns, those cuts to the sidelines, Chuck, even though they don't stop the clock.
Right. Well, yeah, you're going to throw that in, and right now it's it's what you want to do. You go ahead and just throw the little short ones, pick up yards.
Inside handoff, Holland right behind the center. And he trudges down inside the 40, pounding to the 38-yard line.
And this is the hardest that I've seen Will Holland run the ball in the three games we've covered.
Oh,
he's looking good.
Formidable tonight, strong. Offensive line doing yeoman's work. Calvin Hoying, Jason Siegel, Roger Hoying, Nate Berger, Lewis Hart. Third and about 2 feet for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is the 37 of Eden. Snap back to Maurer, give to Holland on the delay, and he cuts up the middle behind his right guard and tackle, and he hammers for about three. He's got the first down at the Eden 35. Eden coming off three straight decisive victories, rolling up 6 to 7 touchdowns per game all year long. But I'm sure head coach Bob Olwin would say after this game tonight that this is one of the best clubs his team's faced all year, maybe the best.
Well, and caught him on a heck of a night, so bad combination.
Right. Holland again, working the middle of the field, and he breaks into the clear. Look at him go behind his blockers, down the left sideline, 10-5, all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Fort Loramie. Will Holland broke out of a pack at about the 26 or 27. He emerged from four or five red jerseys who were out in front of him, and then he just scurried past a couple of white shirts en route to the end zone. Dazzling run by Holland, and the lead for Fort Loramie is 41-0. Extra point try here for Bolin, looking for six in a row tonight. He was 4 of 5 last week against Dunbar. Snap from center is good. Kick by Boland appears to be right through the middle. It's in the center. He notches another PAT. 49 seconds to go. Third quarter. Fort Loramie 42. Eden nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Like to tell you all about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center as Fort Loramie has racked up its sixth touchdown of the night to lead 42-0, final minute of the third quarter of play. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well too. A full line of prescriptions and over the counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. Closed 1 to 2, open 10 to 1 on Saturday, by the way. Phone 937-596-8100 for Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Carter Steinke of Eden muffed the return, grabbed it, picked it up, and ran back to about the 20-yard line. And that's where Eden starts, first down and 10, after Fort Loramie's sixth touchdown of this game, final 15 seconds of the third quarter.
Roger Hoying on the coverage that time. Boy, they have covered kicks well, and they've had quite a few of them tonight.
I'm telling you what, head coach Spencer Wells, after this game, Chuck, would have a hard time finding something wrong.
Yeah, you can always find a little something just to keep them on their toes, but he's going to be a happy man tonight.
Have two interceptions, that's about it. 42-0, Fort Loramie at the end of three. Continuous clock continues into the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Chuck, an update on scores. Our score here, 42-0 Fort Loramie as we start the fourth.
The only really new one I got, Minster does lead St. Henry's 14-6 at the half. Delphus leads Anna 17-7 at the half. And Xenia out ahead of Tip City 20-10 in the third quarter.
Okay. Sounds like Tip's long-range field goal kicker.
Yeah, he's good.
Yes. Sounds like he booted one. Tip had been down 20-7. First down pass play by Eden from inside its own 25. Sapp to Nestor, good enough for about four. Second down and six for the visiting Eden Bombers. Line of scrimmage shy of the 30-yard line. Opening 40 seconds, fourth stanza of this game. Trips to the right for Sapp. He's got two receivers left. He hits one of them up at the 39-yard line. Splendid pass play right there. And it goes for about 10 right on the nose on a second and six situation. Keys hauled it in. Sapp threw a strike to it. And it's first and 10 for Eden at the 38. Now, a touchdown on this possession by Eden would not take off the continuous clock. Pass left side of the field. Good again. Up over the 40 to the 43-yard line. Sapp firing a bullet for one of his targets. Carter Steinke in on the reception. Unofficially, Chuck, Sapp, yeah, he's had some ad-libs, some running plays, scrambling, but design run plays, I can recall, what, just one or two?
One.
One design run play from scrimmage by Eden here tonight. Here's a long ball thrown down the numbers, left side of the field, in front of the Eden bench. It is overthrown by a couple of steps. I think that might have been Nestor going deep. Ball thrown by Sapp. Third down and four to go for Eden. Line of scrimmage, the Bombers' 44-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing that you cannot say about Sapp, he's got real good arm strength.
Oh, he does.
He throws the ball. He throws a nice ball.
Yeah, he's thrown numerous horizontal and lateral passes all the way across the field. A good 25, 30 yards in the air across the field and down the field. Back against his body, against the grain. Penalty, dead ball foul against Fort Loramie, giving Eden a first down at the Bombers' 48.
Well, that's their fourth offside, so that is something Coach Wells can talk to him about.
Tell you what, Chuck, this does prove how against a quality opponent, it's really difficult to manufacture yards and produce points when you're so one-dimensional.
Yeah, that is, and they're going to win. They're going to win a lot of games, but tonight they just ran into a buzzsaw.
And another sack by Fort Loramie. Sapp is decked back at the 43-yard line. Redskins with as many sacks tonight as they've had all year coming into this game.
Yeah.
Final 8 minutes and 30 seconds of the fourth quarter, 42-0 Fort Loramie. The continuous clock continues to wind down. Second down and about 16 or 17 to go for a first down for Eden from the Bombers' 43. Receiver over the middle is available, but Sapp goes down and out 20 yards to the left. no good, out of bounds at the Redskins' 38-yard line. I was about ready to say, and the clock stops. I looked up, and it was ticking from 8 minutes down to 7:59.
Well, as long as the first quarter was, it's kind of nice that the second half is going this fast.
Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells will be the first to tell you his club had not played four quarters of quality football all year, not even three, maybe a half in a few games. But tonight, four rock-solid periods of play. Back to pass. The quarterback is Sapp, throwing down the left sideline. Hits a man on the dead run. He's got it in stride. Hit the 25. Look at him go. He's headed toward the end zone. It's a touchdown. Beautiful pass play. Well done, Kyler Sapp, Carter Keys. And that right there signifies how dangerous this club could be from any spot on the field. Not tonight, because it was Fort Loramie's evening, no question about it. But and you commented just seconds ago, Chuck, about the arm strength of Sapp. Wow,
they got some subs out there defensively, but boy, they bit on that pump fake, and he was 15 yards behind the defender.
And Sapp demonstrated that powerful arm right there. Extra point kick is up and away by Spira. Carlos Spira nails it. And it's 42-7. Fort Loramie leads. 7:23 left in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com, and hits 105.5.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie High School Football Stadium. Redskins 42, Eden 7. Last year, Eden won 24-21, scoring 16 points in the fourth quarter to come from behind after trailing 21-8. Redskins wound up turning the ball over on downs in the red zone in the final few minutes. Fort Loramie could not rebound this year against Newark Catholic, Chuck, but they've offset that loss to Eden last year with a resounding triumph here tonight.
Well, Newark Catholic was a very balanced football team, and Loramie caught them on a tough night.
Yes. Kickoff return, Redskins from the 10. Along the hash mark far side, ball being worked back upfield to the 35-36-yard line for Christian McGee.
He's having a night.
Tell you what, Christian McGee, with the two kickoff returns last week totaling 98. He's had about, four more tonight that probably totaled 150 anyway.
Yeah, he's had a terrific night tonight.
And let's see who is at quarterback. It might be Caleb Maurer's brother, Maxwell Maurer, 6'2", soft. He's really growing. Could be Gabe Hart. Gabe Hart is a young man with a strong arm, 6'2", soft, 195-pounder, and it is Gabe Hart on the field of play. He's in the shotgun spread. Handoff right up the middle, and it's a good rush for about seven as Hart dealt it to the backup running back, Ray Hoing. He carved out every bit of seven. New line of scrimmage, the 45. Final 6 minutes of this game. Fort Loramie in the lead, 42-7. We're going to be off air, Chuck, before we get finals from around the area.
That's right.
And the last we heard, Versailles, Marion Local, 7-7 deadlock at Versailles. Hart hands off, offensive backfield, delayed running play, good blocking up front, over the 50, down to the 45 goes Ray Hoing. He's showing fine scrap on that play, tenacious run to the 44-yard line of Eden.
trailing Sydney 18-0 in the third quarter. Kind of a surprise that they're getting shut out. Piqua 49-0 in the fourth quarter against Fairborn. No surprise there.
Just over 5 minutes to go here in the fourth. Redskins next week return home right back here at Fort Loramie Stadium and take on Columbus Academy, a team which defeated Fort Loramie on the road 1 year ago. Hart, handoff again. Hoing on first and 10 from the 44 of Eden is stood up at the 43. Second and 9 upcoming. This may be the quickest second half of football we've ever been a part of here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Tell Darren Yinkst. You heard about his new store in Greenville. Of course, he's been in Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. New spot, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get big savings always on DeWalt Power Tools. Plus, save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. That's right, 17. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, plus the store in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Lost yardage on the previous play. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 42, Eden 7. Slots left and right for Gabe Hart. Running back staggered to the right. It goes to Hoing, who puts it on the ground at the 46 of Eden. Redskins recover.
That's two fumbles on the exchange on the handoff in a row.
Right. And fourth down is upcoming. Redskins will boot the ball away. Needless to say, first punt of the night.
Yes.
I asked that with a question.
First punt of the night for the Redskins.
Knowing in the back of my mind, I'm pretty sure. Spencer Knopf has been doing the punting for the Redskins. But I tell you what, over the last 4 weeks, he's not gotten much work. Been used sparingly simply because the Redskins garner so many first downs in succession.
Nice kick.
Very, very good kick. Fair catch. Eden at the Bombers 10 with 2:37 left here in the fourth. Say, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who visit us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins, known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. And great strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better. Was that a running play from scrimmage?
It was, and they gained nothing.
Eden stopped at the line of scrimmage. Nestor ran it for maybe a foot, and that's it. Ball is inside the Eden 11 with under 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
Tackled by Brock McCumber.
To the line of scrimmage comes Eden. Three receivers to the left for the quarterback, Kyler Sapp. Oh, here comes pressure. He was hit at the 2-yard line as he delivered the pass right back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. 1 minute left. Nestor's run the ball a couple times in this series for Eden. It sets up a fourth and 3 for the Bombers at the Eden 17-yard line. And lo and behold, Chuck, we're in the final 48 seconds of this game.
We are, and they might as well go for it because Laramie is not going to go try to score again, which will be refreshing after last week.
Right. Here is Sapp in the spread, back at the 9. Out pattern thrown up over the 20. Caught by the receiver at the 22-yard line. He's belted out of bounds right there. Final 20 seconds of this game. We'll have a 3-minute radio station break at the conclusion, which is 13 seconds away. Trips to the right for Sapp, drops to the 14. It is a flat pass, complete to the 27-yard line. A blocker out in front, but the receiver can't gain the interference. Tackle made, and that is it. It is all over. Resounding triumph by Fort Loramie here tonight as the Redskins pummel the Eden Bombers by a final score of 42-7. Eden drops to 3-3 on the year after having won 3 in a row, losing at the start of the year to Antwerp and Edgerton, which have lost just one between them. Here tonight, Fort Loramie advances its mark to 4-2 by routing Eden to the tune of 42-7. 42-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. Chuck, will take a 3-minute radio station break, then return to wrap it up quickly. Redskins win it by 35 points over the Eden Bombers on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie. Redskins thump Eden 42-7. thanks to these three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game, just Fort Loramie games only here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Chuck, I just reminded myself, I'm looking at my Geyer's hat. It says 1922, 2022, 100 years in the middle. We mentioned Geyer's customer service with a smile since 1922. Customer service with a smile 100 years later. How about that?
Yeah, well, that's nice. I mean, when you do things right, that's when you stay in business.
Yep, for sure. Wrap up on this game tonight. It was all Fort Loramie, and it really meant the only negative, a couple picks by Caleb Maurer. Other than that, it was perfection. Four quarters of very good football, best night of the season for Fort Loramie.
403 total yards for the Redskins, 199 for Eden. A lot of that was made up in the throwing the ball late in the game. Mike Clancy's players of the game for Eden, I'm going to go with Carter Keyes. I thought that kid was terrific tonight.
Yep.
And on the other side, I could probably pick 15, but I'm going to go with Christian McGee, Logan Eilerman, and Caleb Maurer.
Those are your stars for this game tonight. One by Fort Loramie, 42-7. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And thanks so much to Knox Machinery, Franklin, Ohio, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of the state. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Big win by Fort Loramie tonight over Eden. Next week, we're right back here as Fort Loramie hosts Columbus Academy, a team which, like Eden, beat the Redskins last season. Redskins could not get even with Newark Catholic this year, did so tonight against Eden, and we'll try to do the same next week against a good Columbus Academy club. Chuck, any late updates on scores before our early sign-off tonight because of a second-half continuous clock?
I asked for if I could get a the Versailles and Marion update, but I haven't. The only update I got was Pickwick Fairborn 63-0, which is not a shock. That's the only new score that I've gotten.
And a trail Delphi St. John's about halfway through that game, 17-7.
Yes.
Yep. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance on 25A, north of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, Go Goffney, we've got you covered, on West Michigan in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Again, next week, airtime, 6:25, Columbus Academy at Fort Loramie. Kickoff at 7 for our radio audience via Hits 105.5 and our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. And for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. And for Derek, running the board back at the Hits 105.5 studio, Jack Kramer saying good night from Fort Loramie. Redskins defeat Eden 42-7.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.